The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. By now, you've heard the report about cell phones, and all you want to know is, will my cell phone give me brain cancer? And I'll have the answer after a word from David Harris of AJC. An agency of the World Health Organization has detected a statistical link between a type of brain cancer and cell phone use, which means cell phones are now officially on the list of things that could cause cancer, but which we are long past worrying about, right up there with coffee and car exhaust. The researchers also warn of a greater risk to children, which is why CBS medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook has set down a few rules in his home.
First of all, there's no using the cell phone in the house. Just pick up the telephone, okay? Text if you can. That makes sense. Anything to keep it away from you. And use some sort of an earpiece if you can, rather than holding it directly up against your ear.
And maybe only call when you actually have something to say. But the fact is, the real danger to kids around the house isn't the phone, it's the bathroom. Each year, 43,000 children get injured because they slip and fall. If you really want to protect your kid, install a grab bar near the bathtub. Dr. Donald Berry, professor of biostatistics at the University of Texas, took his own look at the cell phone study and didn't see any credible link between cell phones and cancer.
My own reading is that it's simply a chance event and not very likely to be actually caused by cell phone use. And if there is a relationship, it is an extremely weak one.
And he gave us that soundbite, talking on his cell phone. I had another professor tell me, quote, the hypothetical cancer effect would require two visits from the tooth fairy to be worth considering. But let's just simplify all this. It doesn't take a genius to figure out whether or not you're going to die from cell phone emissions. You're not, because if you are on your cell phone long enough to absorb the level of radiation we're talking about, you're pretty much guaranteed to blow through a red light and die in a car wreck first. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 1st, 2011.